Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. You're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my darling husband, who I love more than anything in the world. I wouldn't change him for anything, and he does not irritate me in the slightest. Chris Ramsey, hashtag sarcasm.
Well, I mean, yeah. Thanks for that hashtag, because I don't think anyone could tell. If I thought you were being genuine, I was actually creeped out halfway through that. I would rather it was just an insult. I was like, this is weird. I was looking around as if there was people in the room.
Did you like it, though?
It was great. Thanks. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Welcome to episode 8 indeed. And before we continue, look, can I just say, when I started this, right, you know, when I was just a young boy from the Northeast setting out in the world of podcasting.
Young boy.
all those 8 weeks ago, I never thought I'd get a chance, you know, to work with some products and brands that I respect and love so much. And when these guys asked us to advertise, I just thought, you know, it's got to be done. I couldn't live without this product. This week's sponsor is Kitchen Roll.
Great.
Kitchen Roll. It's like a big toilet roll, but don't wipe your bum with it because it'll hurt. Hey, have you... Is a tea towel just a bit too much? Is a tissue not enough? Kitchen Roll. You making a bacon sarnie? Kitchen Roll.
Why?
Just for greasing that.
Sorry, did I put you off? Sorry.
No, it's fine. You can wet it and then wring it out like the adverts and wipe it up. Mm-hmm. Have you got a egg that you've dropped?
Oh.
Kitchen roll.
Great. Right.
Don't blow your nose though, because it hurts a bit.
And you've already said that with wiping your bum.
Same thing, but people are stupid, so I've got to be careful.
We are still looking for a sponsor. Just to let you know.
Don't know what you're talking about.
8 weeks have gone past. They're just getting worse. Are you done?
I'm done and I am running out of them now.
Yeah, I know. That was the worst one yet.
Can I say it this time?
Yes.
Play the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
It's actually, he has the jingle, not play the jingle.
Not
so
great, well.
The one time you get to do it and you did it wrong.
God damn it. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
How are you?
Do you know what? I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not oh, good.
I'm good enough to
say. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. No. More dynamite banter next week.
No, I'm really good.
I've just noticed, Rosie, we are sitting in our kitchen and you are doing the podcast with a little shawl on.
What do you mean?
You've got a little blanket on.
I'm absolutely freezing.
What's wrong with you? I'm in a t-shirt. The sun's blasting in through the window.
No, well, the heating goes off between like 10 in the morning and 5 at night.
Oh, we'll have to change it as clocks went.
Oh, gosh, yeah. God
forbid.
That's
probably what's
been going
on.
We'll get any more heating.
It's craziness, isn't it? Why are we still doing the clocks thing?
Oh,
what's going on, man?
It's for farmers. It was for farmers back in the day, but now...
Everyone's drinking friggin' almond milk now. You don't even need it. Absolute lunacy.
How's your week been?
My few days has been good. It was Mother's Day. Is it still Mother's Day today?
No, it was yesterday.
Will it be Mother's Day in the future? Well, it just feels like you really dragged it out for ages.
What Mother's Day?
Oh, you flogged that horse, didn't
you? Are you absolutely kidding us? It was one day.
Oh, you had it until a minute to midnight. I was running around, broom up my arse like a bloody skivvy.
Yeah, I did. I literally did nothing, didn't I?
Crazy.
For the full day.
I was designated driver, wasn't I? You drank.
Wow. Yeah. Really? Remember them 9 months that I grew a human inside of us and I didn't drink at all and I drove you everywhere?
No, I don't remember them because I was pissed for the full 9 months.
You actually
taxi
were.
Driver.
You were buzzing, weren't you?
It was the best.
No, Mother's Day was lovely, thank you. Got a lie-in. Went to, I had to take Robin to a birthday party, actually. Mm. So you got a couple of hours by yourself.
I did, yeah.
And then we went to my sister's and I didn't leave the sofa.
That was nice.
For about 4 hours.
Yeah, it was a good little day. And you were, like, we get a lot of emails and we get a lot of people saying on Twitter and things that they didn't listen to podcasts until this podcast, which is lovely and amazing. But you you are an absolute podcast fiend around the house now.
I know, I love them.
It's amazing.
Mm, really enjoying podcasts at the minute.
I got your little AirPod things, for the Apple little things.
Yeah, thank you.
For Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Robin got you them, technically.
Yeah,
I might have had something to do with it. You lost the holder for them within an hour of having them.
I did, yeah.
Easily. But now you're podcasting all over the house.
I know. And I found the holder. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you found it. Yeah, you lost it, but then you found it.
I'm enjoying, even though we do like a fun podcast, I'm really enjoying the serious ones.
Yeah.
It's like watching an ITV drama, but you're listening to it and I can get stuff done.
Absolutely.
Can you say it's a bit tidier?
It is a bit tidier, but can I just say for me, it's just lush. Because since you've discovered podcasts, you've stopped just watching the iPad or the laptop while you're cooking or while you're in the kitchen doing something. And normally it was Housewives or whatever, and it was just people going mental at each other constantly. Yeah. Now I come in and there's not like people shouting and screaming and arguing. It's really nice. I mean, there is like, and then they found the body. I'm like, oh God, I just walked back out.
I think
the body was mutilated beyond recognition. Rosie, you all right?
That's better than, you didn't come to my event. Oh, but you didn't come to my charity event. I got six houses.
You watch, like, our Sky Planner is full of loads of stuff that you watch.
All right.
Like, I've got nothing on it. I've got the UFC and that's it. But I just realised the idea. Can you remember we were watching Botched happened to be on?
Yes. Love Botched.
Now, we've had arguments before, and people always email us about arguments and things. We've had arguments where you've said, oh, Chris, we're just different people. Mm-hmm. And it really sometimes upsets us because it makes it sound like you're saying, like, you know, we're totally different and we're not meant to be together. And I think we are. And I think, yeah, without the hashtag sarcasm, should be what we aim for, right?
Yeah.
But we were watching Botched, and there was a lady on, and she was going, talking into the gory details about some surgery that went wrong.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful moment where I realised, yes, we are different, but we should celebrate that. Celebrate the differences. I went up to grab the Sky remote to say the words, and I was about to say the words, this is disgusting, let's get it off. At which point you started shouting at the telly going, well, if you're going to talk about it, at least show with the bloody pictures of the surgery. I was about to go, this is making me feel sick. And you're like, get it. Let us see inside you.
I love the gory stuff. I love the gory details and you can't bear it, can you?
Absolutely horrible.
Botched, by the way, is a programme on, I think it's on E! Or something. God, and it's all about surgeries that have gone wrong. And Dr. Nebro and Dr. Nassif fixed them all. Do you know why I know them? Do you know how I got introduced to Botched? Because one of the doctors is married to one of the Real Housewives.
Short the fishes. Incestuous television.
That's how I got invited.
Disgusting. Invited? Hi, do you like listening to my wife screaming and shouting in the house? Why don't you watch me cutting people's tits off?
Whoa!
That's what he does, man. He's a bloody animal.
He fixes tits.
He should be locked up.
Cutting people's tits off.
Ah, that's all I see.
What podcast do you be listening to?
I think I've been sort of catching some of your killer stuff by osmosis.
Couldn't be. That's right. I'm going to write that down. It's the worst thing I've ever heard you say.
Why are you writing it down? It's getting recorded.
Because I'm back to my normal notepad
now. Your normal notepad.
So it's just to have it in. Cutting people's tits off. Great. Chris Ramsey, what date is it today?
It's April the 1st. Oh, I was April fooling you. I was April fooling you.
April 1st. They were gone. Great.
Deleted.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What is your beef?
What's your beef? My beef with you this week, and it's not something that's really, really upset us. It's just sort of over time, it's getting a bit silly now, right?
Right.
No matter how many times I tell you, or show you, or explain to you, you have no idea what is recyclable and what is not recyclable.
Oh, yeah, don't.
It's craziness.
No.
There's something seriously wrong with your brain.
Why?
It won't go in. Right, you've got no idea. The amount of times I find plastic bags and stuff and bubble wrap in the recycling, right, and stuff that's not supposed to go in. And I have to, obviously, it's my job to sort it out, so that's what I do. I resort it, right? But you put the paper in the cardboard bit, you sometimes put the cardboard on the paper bit. You put paper in with your address on still, which you need to stop doing.
I've stopped doing that. That's a lie. Why are you lying? Why are you lying for?
I took your flower box out the other day and it still had your address on it. And I had to chew it up and eat it.
Oh, great.
Because that's what you do sometimes. If you haven't got a shredder, top tip, guys, if there's a bit of paper with your address on and there's no shredder, chew it up and eat it.
Well, I just wish they'd label stuff more. I wish they'd send out, but not on a bit of paper. Or a recyclable bit of paper, actually. Yeah. Which would send out like a diagram of everything that you can recycle.
Yeah,
because some stuff you can't.
No, they did. Like 15 years ago when recycling started and then everyone learned it and
I didn't have a God knows what you were doing.
Yeah, but you still had a duty to this planet.
No, I love recycling and I've tried it, but then you're like, you can't recycle that. And I'm like, well, what's the point? Why do they still make stuff that you can't recycle?
That is a good point.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what wound me up when they decided randomly that pizza boxes weren't recyclable anymore.
Oh, I know.
That's most of my output.
I know. Well, it's the grease on them, isn't it?
Yeah. But they leave a little sticker on your bin, the little yellow tape of shame. If there's They put your bin out and you put your pizza box in, open it and they have a little sniff and a look and they go, no, there's a big yellow tape on going, this idiot doesn't know how to recycle.
That was funny. That was a good day, wasn't it?
I'm going to wrap that tape all around you. I'm going to mummify you in that tape because you don't know how to recycle.
Can I just want to quickly say though, it's very sweet that you've run out of actual beefs because that's pathetic.
I've got
that
some more.
No, save them.
Okay.
That's a terrible shot at trying to get annoyed about something.
Right, really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You don't know how much it annoys us.
All right, okay, does it actually?
You see me at the top of the garden next to the wheelie bins, turning the air blue, right? As blue as the bin, right? The amount of crap I have to pull out. Not just that. God, we had an electrician here the other day. The shit he put in the recycling bin. Wires, plastic bags, bits of foam. Why? Right, I'm going to start a seminar. I'm
going to
start a YouTube channel of what you can recycle, right? And tell us what area you live in. And I'll do it specifically here because some places you can't recycle certain stuff. It's a friggin' minefield.
Do you have time to do that?
No.
Right, then shut up.
Right.
Okay. My beef this week is something that we have actually talked about on numerous occasions. Keep saying you're going to stop doing it, but you never actually do stop doing it. Will you look at us when I'm talking to you? You're not even looking at us.
Wow, I'm just typing up. Wow.
Are you kidding us?
Rosie?
Christopher?
I'm typing up my book. I'm writing on my
I'm
notes.
Busy giving me beef and you're not even looking.
Sorry.
There's another beef. Doesn't look
sorry,
at
sorry, I was getting my notes right.
Wow. Right, well, right, okay.
Okay.
My again. Beef this week. No, I'm not starting again.
Oh.
I'm on a roll. My beef this week is you will argue with me, which is fine. We argue. We're a couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you will argue with me freely in front of anybody we know.
Got you.
And it is... Le cringe.
Got you. Right.
Yeah.
Well,
we've talked about this. You know that we've talked about this.
Yeah. Well, what you've actually done here, Rosie, you slagging my beef off, what you've done is you've just dipped into next week's Chris Ramsay beef, right? Because I'll tell you what you do. You have a go at me in front of other people and expect me not to fight back. You just say something like that. You go, what you done that for? That's not nah, like that. And then you sort of, and I'll go, well, I'm going to fight my ground here. And you're like, there's people here. I've got diplomatic immunity. You haven't got diplomatic immunity. Eh? If you don't want to argue in front of people, don't start shit. Eh? When people are here.
No.
If there's guests
won't
in the
it.
House.
Oh, you're doing it again. Listen.
Start no shit. Wouldn't be no shit.
People are listening to this and you're doing it again. Right? It's embarrassing.
They love it, man.
It's embarrassing. Stop it.
It's right. Please.
That's the beef's
Instagram.
Done. This is the beef's
get
done.
Get involved with this. Does your partner, male or female, lampoon you in front of people and expect you to take it like a beached whale. Just lie there, wounded, falling apart, crushing yourself under your own weight. Or do you fight back? Do a fight up? Eh?
So anyway, that's me beef. Right. Don't want to talk about it anymore.
It's in the classic way you start an argument. Honestly.
Do you know, I can see your side, actually, but I think it's just when I say something and I'll go, and then you'll be like, what? And I'm like, just leave it, not to talk about now.
I can't.
But that's your ridiculousness.
Yeah, well, don't start, because what it is, it's like, it normally, let's say, the person who's normally here, it's normally like, say, your mum's here quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Say it to your mum, right? Mm-hmm. So you start an argument, and then I can't argue back because your mum's there. Do you know what that essentially is? It's essentially punching us and running and hiding behind your mum. You're pathetic.
Punching you. Like, okay. Maybe that beef backfired slightly.
Oh, yes.
But,
bouncy beef.
Beef's a bit chewy. A
bit of gristle there, yeah? Bounce back at you, did it? Yeah? Is that beef repeating on you, is it? Yeah?
Well done. You might have won this. Babadoo, 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 ba. Time for my favourite part of the podcast. This is questions from the Gen Pub. General public.
The general population.
You guys.
Thank you so much for getting in touch, everyone. Still, emails are flooding in. shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. Got a weird one here, right?
They're my favourite.
The subject is sex life, so I clicked on it instantly, right? Fingers crossed if you use this, you will keep my name anonymous because my wife will kill me, right?
Okay.
He's genuinely written here. He's wrote the names, mm-mm. Brackets, if you use this, can you use the aliases Pedro and Kate? Because she'll know who you're talking about, but no one else will.
What?
Who? The alias, I can't tell you the real names.
Right.
But then the alias has got to use it Pedro and Kate. Which
wow.
is great.
Right.
Right. I think they met when Kate was on holiday in Spain.
I'm guessing that.
We started listening to your podcast and have just finished episode 3. We listen in bed. Not sure if that's weird or not, but we're just getting into the podcast listening game. Fair enough. Probably should say, your podcast is mint. The point of my subject line is, after each episode we have listened to, we have ended up having absolutely amazing sex. No offence, I don't think it's because either of us find your voices particularly erotic. Thanks, mate.
It's a lie.
But what I do know is that I really hope you make these podcasts forever. We are in our early 30s, have 2 young kids, and whatever you are doing, it's effing amazing for my sexual ego.
What?
Isn't this weird? What? Do you feel like, can we pause this while I go nip off and have a shower?
It's just horrible. One person was having sex to a podcast, and then now the podcast makes these have sex.
Unbelievable,
what
isn't
it? What are we doing? What?
I don't know what it is.
All we talk about is shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we do talk about some disgusting stuff, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. But you know what? At least they're happy.
Well, at least they are happy. And to be fair, mate, if you listen to it on an iPhone, you can put it on 1.5 speed if you have to have an early night.
God. That's so weird.
Really weird, isn't it?
It's just a shame that it doesn't make us want to have sex. Isn't it? But then by the time we're finished, I'm like, oh, I'm going for a walk.
Oh, I just go and tinker about in the shed. Have a bit of time on my own. There's nothing in that shed, you know. I just bang something off a wall so it sounds like I'm doing something. I'm just standing there on my phone. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Another question here. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Now, this is related to last week's celebrity question, right? They've said, recently I had a passenger on board my bus cutting his nails. What's the most inappropriate thing you have seen or heard while travelling on public transport? That's a good question.
Ooh.
Now, I once was on a train from Manchester to London and someone next to us was filing their nails.
Wow. All right. Okay. That's not too bad.
Well, the worst bit was, and maybe I'm just being a prick here, but it was the choir coach.
Right. So it was too loud for you.
But it was, they were making a noise. I wanted to go, this is the choir coach.
Oh, it goes right through me, someone filing the nails.
It was disgusting. There was nail dust everywhere. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh. What are you filing your nails in public for? You disgusting animal.
I haven't got a public transport one, but I was once in the cinema and the man in front of me brought a Chinese with him.
A full meal?
A full Chinese. In the cartons. Honest to God.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like, I'm talking.
Right.
No, I'm talking like the rice.
Right.
And then like the, like, I don't know what it was. See, it was like sweet and sour Cantonese style, like in the sauce.
You are
and then
joking.
Like, and then like mushrooms. I'm not even joking.
Three containers. How did he manage?
He put the seat down. He put the seat down next to him. I'm not, Chris, this is no joke. Who
that
was I with?
That is the worst.
I might have been with Steph.
That, it and must have stunk.
It did stink, but I quite like Chinese, so I was a bit like, that smells all right.
Yeah,
but
have a spare rib, mate.
Another thing as well, so he ate his Chinese. And nobody said anything who worked there, but I don't think anyone complained. It was quite quiet.
Unbelievable.
The next thing was, took his shoes and socks off and put his feet up on the chair in front.
What?
I know. Just the weird. Do you know when I was young at the time as well. You know when you're like,
that is
what
the
is going
worst.
On?
Worst.
I didn't have it. It wasn't like camera phones or anything.
Oh.
But I really remember it.
Pig. Absolute pig. If you're listening and you've ever done that, you're a pig. Yeah. If you take your shoes off in public, you're a pig anyway.
I'd love to know. It was Bolden Cinema.
I can't believe that.
Are you listening?
Did
was
he have cutlery?
I can't remember. He must have. Like,
you can't eat fried rice with your hands.
No, he must have had. He must have brought like a fork with him. I just remember him having the three trays because it gets dark as well. But we were literally two rows behind
That's
him.
That's ridiculous.
So I could see it. And he was on his own. So he ate his Chinese.
Could you eat a Chinese in the dark?
It would be really difficult. Just want to get a Chinese. What's wrong with this?
We can't get Chinese, can we?
Why?
I've got MSG intolerance.
Apparently.
Puts us on my back for 3 days.
Oh.
It's the worst.
Just made this up.
The worst bit is me moaning. I have to moan about it.
It's great.
Don't I?
I can still get a Chinese though. I might have a little Chinese cinema night tonight.
Check the listings. take me travel fork.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Here's a little question. I've been asked this so much on my Instagram, right? Where did we get the inspiration for Robin's name? Which?
I'd like to hear your opinion on it and then I'll tell you the truth.
Excuse me?
I'd like to hear your opinion on it and then I'll tell you the truth.
Opinion? I haven't got an opinion on it. We named him Robin, so it is a truthful story.
Yeah, but I'd like you to say whatever bollocks you're about to say about where it came from and then I'll tell them the truth.
Oh, great. That's a nice way to talk to your wife. That's brilliant. So the legitimate reason why we called Robin was because, firstly, Ramsay, and I wanted him or her to have an alliterated name like myself,
there
Rosie Ramsay.
Yeah.
Robin Ramsay. Okay. And then secondly, I've always quite liked the name Robin, like Robin Hood. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we went to view a house, do you remember?
Yes.
And the gentleman who showed us round, he was like in his late 70s and he was so canny.
Yeah.
And he was called Robin. And I didn't know many Robins at all. And I was just like, oh, do you know what? It's a really cute name for a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, it suits you when you're old as well.
Very good point.
Thank you.
And you also said that if you had a daughter, and she brought a boy around and the boy was called Robin, you would automatically be like, I bet you he's a nice boy.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, the real thing is, the first one you said, alliteration, you're all about the alliteration. Yeah. And other names beginning with R have connotations with people in your past, whether they be whatever. But the main reason, I think genuinely to this day, and sometimes when we have an argument, I think that's the only reason you married us, was for my surname. I think if I was called Chris Stevenson, I'd be rolling on the river, mate. I wouldn't even know you.
Rosie Stevenson, wouldn't you?
Give us a second glance, mate.
Wow.
Yeah, all about the alliteration. Some people marry for money. She married for the initials.
No, I do love that my name's alliterated. Sounds like a rainbow.
It's very cool.
Rosie Ramsey. Robin Ramsey.
Rosie Ramsey. Oh, great.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Right, Rosie, I've got some correspondence here that relates to an earlier podcast that has made me so happy and blown my mind.
Right?
This is from Sarah Rogers. I don't know if you remember Sarah Rogers. Anyone who's binging the podcast will remember Sarah Rogers. Hi, Chris and Rosie. After my question of asking, what do I get my dad for his 60th birthday, beginning with ch, right? Brackets, can't afford a chapel, so that was a no-no. I took the chair seriously, and after much thought, I got him a Lazy Boy chair. He is over the moon with. He can eat chips, chops, and chocolate while sitting on it. It's a fucking nursery rhyme. And because the price is a bit out of my budget, I'm sorted for Father's Day and at least a bit of his Christmas present. Many thanks.
Wonderful.
What a happy ending.
Oh, I love it when a story comes together.
It's just...
Still really weird.
Hey, a Lazy Boy chair. That is putting a few quid behind the bar, that like.
Done our eat, hasn't he?
Wow.
I only like things beginning with die. Diamonds. Diamonds.
I've just realised who her dad is. It's the guy who goes to the cinema sitting in a chair eating a Chinese. Oh, you know, he's probably having Rosie. It probably wasn't. It was probably Chow Mein.
Oh gosh. Get in.
What were you watching? Charlie's Angels.
It might have been. It was around that time. It was honestly around that time. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, got a question here from Alice. Hiya, Chris and Rosie. I love the podcast. I'm a student at uni, and due to unforeseen circumstances, I am now living with my lovely boyfriend most of the time. That sounded like it was going to be something really bad.
Is that the question?
No. When I'm getting on his tits or vice versa, we've started seeing what's your beef. And it's a bloody good way to diffuse tension. Well, I'm glad we could help.
Oh, wow.
However, there is one thing we can't agree on. How the phantom crumbs end up in bed. What do you two think about eating and leaving crumbs in the bed? I'm fuming. It's like going to sleep on a beach with sand in all your cracks. Mm-hmm. Help a girl out.
Right, well, as an ex-bed eater myself, okay, I used to think nothing of it, if I'm honest. But then I spend too many nights with crumbs in my bed.
Yeah.
And it was really uncomfortable. And I just thought, you know what? As enjoyable as it is, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. So I don't
That's
do it anymore.
Ex-bed eater.
But it's true. I used to do it all the time, especially when I lived with my parents and stuff. Yeah. I'd think nothing of having a bit of toast in bed, packed of crisps, crackers with pickle, whatever. But now, I wouldn't risk it. I think it's since I've had Robin.
Yeah?
Sleep is so precious.
Of course.
Like, do you know back in the day when you used to sleep like 11 hours?
Yeah.
And that was just the norm,
oh,
right?
God, it was amazing.
Do you remember them good days? And I'd think if I had crumbs in my bed, I'd be like, oh, well, it's all right. Just give them a waft, whatever. I'll get back to sleep.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm uncomfortable at all in bed, it's like... The end of the world. I would bet our whole house on the fact that you have never ate in bed.
I've eaten in bed, but I've never got crumbs in the bed.
Okay, what have you ate?
Anything, you know, if it would be like take some toast to bed or something, or a little crumpet or whatever. Then we're going to take some stuff to bed when you are.
Crumpets don't really have crumbs.
Well, that's why I picked them.
All right, okay.
That's why I picked them.
So how would you not get crumbs in?
Because I'd hold the plate under my face and just eat it like a nose bag.
I can see that. I can see you doing it.
Honestly, it's like, I don't know. I just think the idea of breakfast in bed, it's always people always say, oh, breakfast in bed. It's the shittest thing. Breakfast in bed's the worst.
Yeah, it's not actually great,
it's just,
is it?
It's a balancing act when you first woke up.
You need one of them trays like they've got in the films, you know, when they've got the little legs.
Even them, you move a bit and you're going to get something everywhere.
Aye, actually,
you've got liquids,
right.
You've got hot liquids, you've got bowls and plates and clinking, and you've got no room to do stuff.
Yeah.
You want to cut something, you've got no purchase on wanting to cut something. Imagine trying to cut a sausage or something in bed. You're just going to wiggle stuff everywhere.
You're right.
It's terrible. If you're eating in bed and you're getting crumbs there, and you, I mean, first of all, Alice, stand up, take the bottom sheet off at two bits, give it a waft, put it back. If there's still crumbs there, it might be sand. If not, you might have a bobbly bottom sheet. Get rid of it. Stop eating in bed. You're disgusting, horrible, lazy, good-for-nothing student scruffs. Get a job. Sorry, I feel really strongly about people lying in their own food like farmyard animals.
Excuse me? I used to do that.
Yes, and you don't anymore, and that's why we're together. You know what it is? I'm jealous that these have got the life where they can don't take something up to bed. And they spend most of the time in bed, these people. And I don't. Because Robin now, when he wakes up in the morning, he has worked out that he just has to run downstairs and the alarm will go off and we have to follow him and turn the alarm off.
Because we took the stupid gate off. I'm putting that gate back on.
He's going to have a baby gate till he's nine.
Yeah. Definitely. Until he can use the oven.
Yeah.
Right? And the grill and that. There's going to be a gate on the top of there. Honestly, he'd be coming down for his 14th birthday and he'd be like, "Mom, can you open the gate?" And I'd say, "You could probably hop over that, but I'm glad that you still use the gate." Yes, I will open it for you soon.
He'll not know. It'll be like when you tie a horse to a lawn chain. It doesn't know it can just fuck up.
You'll have no idea. Robin, why didn't you come out here? Why didn't you come out the weekend? Oh, me mom had the gate shut.
What, the gate that you're 6 foot tall? The gate you can step over? Well, that's not the point, is it?
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, Rosie, it's that time again. Mucky question alert.
I've
got a filthy question from the filthy listeners. Now
they're all filthy. They're all disgusting and filthy, but yeah, I love that.
This one's a bit more filthy. This one's really... Right, question for the podcast. Dear Chris and Rosie, my mate's wife gets mega funny about him having a wank.
All right, okay.
I felt weird saying that word.
Why?
I don't know. That's why I whispered it. Sorry, don't turn your podcast... Having a wank.
I felt
weird.
Masturbating.
That's the word. I couldn't think of the word. My mate's wife gets mega funny about him having a wank. He's not allowed. She sees it like cheating. He has to sneak a tug in the shower or when she's at work. I think it's crazy. What are your thoughts? Hashtag free the wank.
Right, well, okay, this is the first time I've heard this, but he's saying cram them in.
Right.
Right, I don't think I'd be very comfortable if we were in the house together and you were just in another room having a wank.
Yeah, that's what's blown my mind about this question. So I'm assuming the guy who sent the question lives in a house where there's some kind of extra boudoir or an extension. I'm just going in the tossing conservatory. What he's described there, apart from that she thinks it's cheating, is a perfectly normal scenario.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're not going to sit at a kitchen counter doing it.
I know.
Like...
Sorry, you have to have one in the shower or when she's not about.
Yeah. Like, what the person who's emailed this, what world does he live in? Like, oh, love, turn the telly down, man. You're putting us off me. Well, at least face away, Tim, will you?
This is the third one the day.
You put the sheeting down. You put the plastic sheet down. Good.
That question doesn't make sense. And the fact that, I mean, it is a bit weird that she thinks that it's cheating.
That thinks that it's cheating is really, really strange. Yeah. So, yeah, that's really weird.
Do you know, people do it.
It's another girlfriend. The crack.
Like, but...
You bought your blooming... That whore you're cheating on us with, you bought her a new watch. That's just my watch on me hand.
That's my wrist, love. You said, get on, I promise. Don't be jealous. Babadoo, 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 ba. I've got a little question here.
Yeah.
So, obviously... We do slag each other off quite a lot. It's all in jest. We do actually love each other and we are quite a solid couple. Somebody has said, what is your favourite thing about each other? And I know we said a while ago that we weren't going to answer this, but I think it might be quite nice.
Okay.
Because, you know, we do get a bit brutal with each other on this, so it might be nice to say something nice.
Okay, then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing about me?
Oh, sorry, my nose is bleeding. What's happening here? I'm joking.
That is horrible.
Oh, this is, I don't know.
Have I caught you by surprise that much that you can't randomly think of something
you
like about us?
I've got all the beefs about you written in this massive book here, but there is a bar mat, a beer mat somewhere with a little couple of positives written on. No, jokes aside, I love your smile.
Oh, wow.
And your eyes.
Just one thing will be enough, because if you
brilliant,
more
there we
one,
go.
It'll make us feel sick.
It's your attention to detail.
Thanks for that. It's cheered me up no end.
Right, come on then.
Do I need a reciprocate?
Moving on. Yes, you need a reciprocate.
Well, I saw this and the first thing I thought was, it might sound a bit weird, but you know how I actually get a little bit annoyed about it, but then at the same time, I quite like it. Like, you buy something new.
Right, sorry, can I just stop you there and say, women summed up in one sentence. What? I don't want to sound sexist. This is a thing I like about you, but sometimes I get annoyed about it, but sometimes I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Rubik's Cube.
Life, Chris. It's called life.
Continue though, sorry.
So, when you buy something new, you get really just like crazy possessive and want to talk about that new thing all the time.
Yes.
But then on the flip side, it's actually quite sweet. I bought you that pizza oven thing for Christmas, and you really love it. And you always tell us every time you get out, you're like, this is the best thing that you've ever bought. And that's quite nice. So that's it. Now I've got a nosebleed.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how, because mine was a lot better.
Yeah, sorry. You've got nice teeth. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for the celebrity question. This week's celebrity question is from the wonderful Keith Lemon. He sent us around about 5 questions. 4 of them made no sense. He sent them from the toilet, which was nice. So this is the last one, and he'll explain.
This is basically the only one we can broadcast.
Yes.
Just got one more query, and then I'm going to wipe me out and get off this toilet because I'm getting pins and needles. But you know what? Sometimes when I help my missus out, I get into more trouble for doing it wrong than I do for not even helping. So what I'm asking is, do you think I should just not bother helping or try and help and do it wrong, get into more trouble? Should I not help?
Should I not help?
Should I not help? So I think what he's trying to ask is it worth actually helping?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, in general? I know that if you're doing something and I randomly come over and try and involve myself or help, you hit the roof. Especially in cases of Robin. If you're telling Robin off or disciplining Robin and I just sort of put my oar in, you go berserk.
I know, because I got that shit nailed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're just interfering. Getting in the way. If you're dealing with Robin, I'll make it my issue just to get out the way. And I'm like, you can crack on. But if I'm you're like micromanaging. I'm like, are you kidding me? I do this most of the year by myself.
Fair
you agree,
point,
don't you?
But I do. And you know what? I can even see myself doing it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's like you'll be like, right, no, Robin, you're not having any sweets. And I'm like, you're not having any sweets. And you're like, why? You know what I'm like? You know when a rapper has got like the other rapper with them in hip hop who just shouts the last couple of words like a hype man? I try and be that, and I know how
irritating
it is. You're
not getting any sweets.
Not getting any sweets.
You're not going to the soft play.
You're not going to the soft play.
No, I wipe your bum.
She wipes your bum.
You actually are.
I know how sorry. I know how irritating
you're
it is.
You're an echo. You're an echo. And it's infuriating. Oh, you still want to be beefs.
Oh, the podcast's becoming its own. It's eating itself.
It is, isn't it?
It's honestly, it's taken over. Skynet.
That's one of my beefs. Micromanaging.
Well, you cannot have it. It's always a good day, guys, when a beef has been eradicated from the list. He lives to fight another day.
He lives to fight another day.
Day.
Babadoo, 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 ba. That's it. We've come to the end of another episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Thank you so much for listening. We really, really appreciate all your feedback on social medias, and do get in touch with us as well. If you are wanting to sponsor the podcast, please, please get in touch, because this is my only job, and not getting paid for something that is your only job is a little bit soul-destroying and pointless.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. I normally don't like to finish anything I do by begging the public for money, but there we go. Thanks very much for listening. If you want to get in touch, shagmodeannoid@gmail.com. Please subscribe. Please put automatic downloads on because I'm absolutely sick of telling people to do that. Big love. Don't send money. She was joking.
No, I'm not.
She's joking.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.